Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
All right, so we're just about to start running around the woods. I want to know. We've already been running for a while, as you listener, you'll know, and we haven't done much running. We were strolling.
No, because of my injury.
How are you feeling now? Do you want to?
On soft surfaces, I'm okay. Don't get me wrong, I shouldn't be doing it.
Okay, well, I don't
but it's okay though. I'm prepared to just cement my injury in.
I don't think that's good.
It's all right. Once we get, we're going to do a lot of walking later on, but it's actually okay. I'm being slightly melodramatic.
Yeah, I don't like the responsibility. That's the thing.
No, it's not.
It's not the first time. Do you know what I mean?
No. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about
long
that.
Run to the park run. He said, I'm fine. And
no.
You haven't been able to run since.
Don't worry about that. I take full responsibility.
You can't. It's a community.
Yeah, but that's how we take, that's how we serve the community, isn't it? That's a bit of a takeaway as well, isn't it?
So, by the time you hear this,
woo!
I might have been out on a Saturday morning if I'm allowed.
Right.
To do a 5K.
Right.
I went out last Saturday.
Right.
I've got a little route round my house, which I think is a mile long.
Right.
And the other day I went out and ran it, 3 laps of it.
Yeah.
And I did it. I was using my parkrun skills. I held pace.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, gosh, it's so hard. I really don't want to do it on my own.
Sorry.
And then on the other hand, I thought, remember that parkrun is always hard.
Yes.
It's just a nice, the formatting of it is just a nice distraction.
Yeah.
From how taxing it is. And even the fact that it's taxing.
Wait, I'm going to have to stretch.
To get out at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning is taxing,
yes,
in a way that distracts from how taxing it is to run 5 kilometres as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that some people don't see parkrunners running 5 kilometres as fast as you can.
Yes. Yeah.
They're right.
That's obviously going to. You know, we talk about me in church, and everyone has different meanings, and I love the parkrun, but I know for some people that's as close to a religion as they're going to get.
Well, it has a very similar rhythm to church,
yes,
isn't it? It's
yes.
Getting out once a week.
I can't run, mate. I can't run.
Sorry, I keep running by force of habit.
Sorry.
Don't run.
No, as we've said before, there's a ritual, there's a congregation, it's very, very important to people.
And it's literally good for the soul.
It's good for the soul, yeah. Of course, yeah.
So, you know, in a way, you were talking last episode about people not going to church. I mean, for me, the parkrun thing, when Tom Williams tweeted the other day, that's the first time there hasn't been a parkrun on the Saturday for 15 years.
Yeah.
And someone else would be listening and say, oh, who cares? You know, I know from stand-up that if you go on stage and say, who runs?
Yes.
You know, a British audience will say, none of us, it's rubbish,
yeah,
why would
yeah,
you bother?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
But we do.
Yes, we very much do. And also, we appear to be part of quite a big community, you know. But, but it'll be back.
Yes, absolutely.
So the running-wise, I will stay with it. I don't think I'll enjoy it, but part of that is remembering the commitment of parkrun itself and trying to echo it and just keep that fitness. So,
sorry, mate.
And irritatingly, I misjudged it, and I ran 2.9 miles.
This is going to be... There's going to be so many changes as personally and societally over the next few months.
Yeah.
And for you as a... who likes control, and he's good at it, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
This is going to bring up a lot of stuff, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, 2.9.
and for me as well. I know I've come across, you know, really really mellow jello and all that. But for me, it brings up all stuff about protecting my family.
Yeah.
And also helping others as well. I just have to help others. I just have to do it. But everyone,
which
does
is
their
a great
thing.
Instinct.
Well, no,
but you've got to make sure that you are.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. And you've also got to recognise that might be a manifestation of feeling scared as well.
Of course.
You know, so it's all...
I mean, when it comes down to it, we're all humans, you know, there's no... Yeah.
I certainly don't judge the people panic buying.
Yeah.
Because they're scared.
Well, we talked about this the episode before last.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay, judge is a strong word, you're right, we're all in this together. But... I don't like it when people don't have logic. And this ties in with what we're saying, you know.
Yeah.
If you panic buy a load of stuff because it's there and you don't want it and someone else wants it,
yeah,
it's just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, if you're not that person, then I'm not crossing In the same way, the idea of people thronging to be in one place so that they can not be in the same place as other people.
Yeah.
It's crazy talk.
I mean, I went to... It's hard because I can't remember what we talked about. And what we haven't, but I did. I went down last week to the. Maybe we did that. I think maybe we talked about that. But the they've stopped. They've stopped you being able to get more than two packets of toilet roll now from most supermarkets.
Yeah,
and that has calmed things down.
Yeah,
I went down to Crouch End last Sunday.
Yep.
And had a no. Saturday was one of the days that's happening. All the days going to one, and all the supermarkets.
One of the days in the week. Pretty
yeah,
sure.
I was looking. This,
you it, sure it wasn't the if, middle of the night?
If anything, this has done. It's actually challenged the concept of the week, hasn't it?
Well, not in the Deering House. For school is Monday to Friday, and drinking is Friday to Sunday.
I went to Crouch End looking for some meat to feed the kids with some fresh meat. No meat in any of the supermarkets, of course. All right, mate. Good luck, bruv. And I went to one butcher's, nothing.
Yeah.
Went around the corner, and there's this butcher just full of meat.
Yeah.
And I just thought, if this is a crisis, we're doing okay. I mean, Crouch End.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it can get a bit sickening how much food people think they need.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing is, fundamentally, what you just said, that's another one that's been galling to me. You know, it's absolute comfort to me when I go shopping, but it's really tiresome. It's people's inability to look next door.
Yes.
Which is a very London-specific problem. But
yeah, the local shop. I mean, there's the people that do annoy me, but or shall we say at least test my compassionate nature.
I've been finding my compassionate nature just slightly tested.
Are the ultra rich
who
flocking from New York to the Hamptons
buying
loads of freezers, ransacking the shelves and denying locals food.
It's just selfish, isn't it?
Or the guy who I heard secondhand from one of my rich buddies who is actively trying to buy himself a ventilator unit and is prepared to pay £400,000 for one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is, I nearly swore again, but you understand why.
Yeah.
That is absolutely disgusting.
But again, I don't, you know.
But human nature. But awful.
Well,
I don't know,
that's what I was going to say. And I just think it is human nature, but I think it's an aspect of human nature that has been encouraged for a generation. And you can't then suddenly complain when people who've basically been trained to be selfish turn out to be selfish.
No, but there's loads of good stuff happening as well. I think it's innate. Because you can't say that's been encouraged and altruism hasn't when there's so much altruism.
I think that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that in America and in Britain, altruism has been discouraged or at least marginalised.
Yeah, but there's loads of it.
But living for yourself has been...
if it's been discouraged like that, how come there's so much going on?
Because people are good.
Right, so there we go.
I didn't say they weren't.
Yeah. I think that's...
Listen! Give me your toilet rolls!
That's just a selfish, scared person who's just had a kid, a newborn, and they're just freaking out. And they're incredibly rich. But it's like... It's just another world. It's just another world out there in that stratosphere. And also, they're hemorrhaging money as well, because the markets are just hemorrhaging on a daily basis, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's one.
Go on.
Obviously, the Deerings as a family, as a concept, are not going out of business. But on the other hand, me and Judy, we're not rich by any means.
Yes.
And me and Judy's jobs have stopped on a dime.
Absolutely, yeah.
And yet, bless my lovely wife, she did agree with me, possibly because of what I'm like when I don't get to run. I have ordered a
treadmill.
Treadmill.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because I don't think I can do it without running.
Yeah.
But just from a financial point of view, that I feel I've got guilt about that at a macro and a micro level. I'm thinking, what are my family going to do when there's a treadmill?
I think that's fine because that's you looking after your mental health, and it's that, and your mental health
is going to
be very important for your family. Yeah. And I think that's okay, mate. I'd give yourself a break for that one.
And I think with your injury, you know, if we do end up recording running commentary remotely, you can haunt my treadmill like a kind of ghost. We could even get someone to work up. It'd be nice employment for a visual effects specialist.
Me floating ethereally over the top.
Like a kind of blue kind of Yoda.
One thing that I think about this endlessly fascinating and threatening affair is how redundant it kind of renders a lot of celebritydom quite redundant, doesn't it? And I think as a celebrity, you've got to be very careful about, you know, there's people out there who think this is an opportunity to monetize content and I'm going to do all this content and I'm famous already, but don't worry, I'll always be here. And blah. I think they've got to be quite careful about that.
Yeah.
I think some of it works and some of it won't. Like that, imagine, should we just walk up? Because we're going so slow.
Well, what's the shortest route to your house?
No, let's go here. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because, okay. Like that imagine thing, did you see that on Twitter?
Yeah.
I thought it was awful.
Well, I thought it was a very British thing. It was awful. I saw it and thought, oh, that's nice, and didn't think any more about it.
Imagine.
And the next thing I saw was everyone saying how horrific it was. It seems like a very British response to go, how dare they? I mean, it didn't hurt anyone.
Imagine no possessions.
Yeah, but that's the worst of the song, isn't it?
I just thought it was off key. I thought it was ridiculous.
Oh, it was pretty off key.
But but look, I think a bunch of uber rich people singing about Imagine. I just thought it was so off. I think, I thought it was crazy. And have you seen Madonna?
I haven't watched it. I've seen everyone respond.
I mean, bless. You know, day six, she's having a tough one already. I don't know how that's going to unravel. I mean,
it's funny that
I'm thinking of launching a GoFund page for her because she's lost it already, bless her.
Yeah. Someone online was saying you feel sorry for the poor guy sitting on the toilet who filmed it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's.
But I have to say, struggling. You see, someone said I was quite well protected from the negativity of the Imagine thing.
Right.
Because someone said. The tweet I saw said, I don't know what this is, but it's got Gal Gadot on it at the beginning of the end, and I like it.
Right.
So already, there's no sense that it was, do you know what I mean? It was already sort of mildly, affectionately ridiculed and rendered purposeless.
Yes.
Then I started watching it. Oh, that was sweet. And then, when, what's her name, Linda Carter, the old Wonder Woman off the telly, turned up.
Right.
I thought, oh, it's the old Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And I kind of squeezed one out.
Yeah.
A tear, guys. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You're allowed to like.
I'm a dreamer.
And I'm not the only one.
I've
never liked that tune anyway, actually. But
well, do you know, I like the, I don't love the tune, but there's that funny thing, this is a different level. Well, I've always thought this and I kind of love it.
Go on then.
And this will be this, you know, in terms of what we were saying before about church going and everything. I really appreciate, the more I know about John Lennon, not just his songs, but him as a person and his late era beliefs, he reminds me of the Flaming Lips sometimes.
Right.
Which is a real sort of hippie thing, for want of a better word. Probably this kind of hippie thing.
Yeah.
Very pacifist. Really quoting, citing, sorry, a kind of doctrine of love.
Yeah.
But there's a nihilism to it. I find fascinating.
Yeah, you know,
the sense that there is nothing and everything is pointless. So we might as well all just love each other.
Don't get run over by this guy. Let's not get run over.
And I love that, you know, I love that balance. I love the kind of yin and yang of saying, you know, this is all there is. There's no future, no past, you know, possessions are imaginary. All you need is love. We just love each other and it's great, you know, and that's a win.
Yeah,
you know, it's a take.
Yeah.
It's quite a sort of misery-infused Western take on Buddhism.
Misery-infused hot take, yeah.
But the good thing about it is I like to try and achieve that mental state without taking as many drugs as John Lennon and the Flaming Lips have taken. So I feel like they might have slightly reached that conclusion through the use of very, very powerful opiates.
Yes, yeah, psychedelics, yeah.
And it's
become increasingly tempting with every day that passes. All I'm saying is that...
Give peace a chance.
Yeah, I think it's just tough times for celebritydom, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's just getting that right, because people are panicky and they're looking to vent a little bit as well.
Yeah.
And because some people are doing... Of course, you want to be light-hearted as well. You know, for us, when we tweet or go on Facebook or whatever, we want to be honest and light-hearted and whatever, but it's just...
What does Lester Bangs say in Almost Famous? Be honest and unmerciful.
Yeah. It's
so creatively, what's your idea? What do you want to do with your time?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to work in a supermarket and write a book about it.
And
celebrate the people who work in them and what it is and talk about culture from that.
Hey, well, how about... You do it in disguise, like undercover boss.
That'd be awful. And then take my beard off at the end.
Brilliant.
Then take my beard off at the end. And all the time it's been me. But we don't know who you are anyway. Never mind, shut up. I'm famous, are you? Imagine all the aisles full of bog roll. You may say
I'm a
celebrity utilising this brief period of time to get a project together.
I thought it might be runner, writer, comedian Paul Tomkinson, but I looked him up and down and he wasn't wearing one item of New Balance London Marathon gear. Not one. Oh. Just getting a picture of that.
I haven't yet
bent with the.
I haven't yet reached the really. Obviously, I've put applications in various things, but I haven't yet reached the how can I use my time constructively and creative phase yet. I am still in a period of adjustment, I must say. I'm still in how are we going to get through it.
Well, this is where I was coming.
We're still getting rid of people to properly start self-isolating.
Yeah,
I was just trying to.
I think what we want is something to keep you busy before you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Too late.
There's going to be a lot of rubbish DIY around the house. Put it that. And I can't wait to start do some really bad baking. If only I could find some flour. Isn't it funny how revealing British Bake Off will storm it, won't it? It will storm this.
Yeah.
People just look. We watched MasterChef last night, and that is like our life. Our kids are in one room. We're preparing a dish for them.
Yep.
It's like, and then we present it to them. It's like MasterChef. Yeah. You know?
Well, my
food's going to be really important.
Daughter made vegan, gluten-free chocolate chip cookies.
I saw those. They look fantastic.
They are. They're genuinely fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the right person to. You know, that is a useful skill.
Yeah.
In a lockdown.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh dear, talking of a lockdown, I think someone's actually got locked in this gate. We're trying to leave Highgate Wood, but it's it doesn't count as unlocked down if there's a pushchair trapped in the gate, does it? That's not the same.
Yeah, that idea of sort of like what to write and stuff, I'm still digesting all that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's not.
There's no rush to it.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think it's absolutely. I mean, let's reiterate that as marathon runners, we're all getting an eye on the 20-mile mark.
Yeah.
And equally, I don't think it's because you haven't got there yet. I think it's because people deal with the thing in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of people's first thought is, you know, I think as a comedian, it's you're quite likely to think, well, I can't perform, but that's okay. I can do that other thing that I wanted to do for ages. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's just a natural step. It can just be as denial-y. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I found it quite chastening to realise that I still don't want to write.
Yeah, totally.
And I still do want to write, obviously, at another level. Got plenty
you
I
still
want
to write, but not to the extent that you'll actually start writing.
No, you sit down and do it, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in today's stroll, well, let's talk, what's hurting and how is it feeling right now? Because we've been talking very non-specifically about your injury.
It's obviously a calf strain tear that I keep thinking is moderate. I ran for 15, 20 minutes yesterday. I was okay.
Yeah.
And then today it's just sort of gone again, really. So every step hurts.
Every step hurts. Where is it in your calf?
Ever tightening in my calf, yeah.
Yeah, where is it? The top or bottom? Or?
It's just sort of mid... Just right in the middle of my calf, just right there.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm looking carefully. I can see the hilt of a New Balance London Marathon.
Just where the New Balance shorts crest the new trainers.
My sympathy just abated.
Things never change.
Just abated.
Every time there's a global pandemic, they send him some shots.
Every time my son borrows the car, he leaves it stinking like a filthy ashtray. See, I think I could monetize my ability to remember adverts from 25, 30 years ago, word for word.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of money in that.
There's going to be a lot of demand for that. Good to, some of the time. Good to be home, Mum. Accrington Stanley, who are they? Swimming in brush drinks.
I'll tell you what, TV is desperate for ideas at the moment that don't require people leaving the house.
Yeah.
So just pitch. I would pitch that. And you might be surprised.
I tell you, I've been watching TV. It would be better.
You might be surprised.
Second class ticket to Nottingham, please.
This might launch you. Again, the relaunch.
The man who comes in while they're playing Operation. Can I have a go? Seriously, I mean, look, and run and run. Web series. Rob does old adverts. That's it. It starts Friday. Every day at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, people, the comics are going quickly, quite barking, aren't they? Quite quickly, a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's often, in fact, I don't know, I think I'm onto something here. Hear me out. I've got a new theory.
Yeah, I'm going to hear you out.
I think in comedy.
What else am I doing?
I know, I got excited about it. I'm going to, he's got nowhere to go. He's got his fingers in his ears. He's shoving New Balance clothes into his ears.
I'm limping up the hill with a calf injury, far from home, in the middle of a global pandemic. Of course I'm going to hear you out.
I literally can't
run away from you.
Change of mind. I'm going to get a bus. One of the last buses. I think, I've always said this early on in comedy, I said it about promoters, and I was just going to say it about comedians now. And I think maybe it's part of the mindset of the industry is that everyone's pretty much crazy.
Yeah.
So the ones who seem crazy are the easy ones.
Yeah.
They're like, that's okay, I've got to read on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ones who think that they're straight and sensible. Yeah. But maybe this is true of people.
Yeah, go and work in supermarkets.
It's okay. You sounded crazy all along. We can... But it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it is a mindset of yours. In all seriousness, it's like the, you know, the allotment thing, the postman thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think that you're looking for a way to put roots down in a kind of day to day man of the community way.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Which is funny because that does seem like who you are. You know, you're a down to earth. Well, that's the cusp of you, isn't it? You're a down-to-earth northerner, but actually you're someone who lives in North London and works in the arts.
Yeah, yeah, totally, yeah. I see myself as more, not to be pretentious, more of a sort of mystic.
No, exactly. Yeah. I think you're a mystic.
Yeah, yeah. It's a polite way of putting it.
I think you're right, mystic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. We got some of these the other day. We didn't talk about it. I absolutely love these flowers. Oh, yes. And a rat. There's actually a big rat just in front. That's not as nice.
Do you know what, mate? If none of this had happened, this would have been absolutely perfect, wouldn't it? Just a spring come. We'd have been...
Yeah.
It's worth a little bit of nostalgia. We'd have been 2 weeks away from Manchester. You'd have been really, really fit.
Yeah.
Spring would have come in. We'd have just done the half marathon in Limassol.
Oh, yeah. Well, our friend, we mentioned her at the beginning of the last episode, Pia, who was saying, you know, talking about the sense of staying in and not trying to run marathons when you can't run your marathons anymore. Yeah. She, you know, in another reality, I was thinking as I came to meet you, we'd have gone out on Saturday and found the ancient running track in Cyprus that she recommended.
Yeah,
we'll have a look at that while we're there.
Yeah, didn't we?
But equally, that way madness lies. I don't really believe in... I mean, don't get me wrong, you're right.
It's just a little
foray.
It's just a little foray.
But ifs and whens, I just... I luckily, for me... I've always been scared of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And that way, you know, it would be pretty bad. It's funny, the wooden... I stopped to get a picture of those.
Yeah.
I love the flower, a wooden enemy.
Yeah.
Partly because they're absolutely beautiful and they come out at this time of year and they mean spring.
Yeah.
But also, they just set up such a good pun. You look into the woods and you see the wooden enemy.
Yeah.
You know, it's right there. You take it. I'm not gonna play it out. You've got it. I've got it. If, you know... Get to the woods, guys, and if you can, without ruining your socials. But yeah, the yin and yang of trying to get a picture of that flower and a big rat
and the
coming
big
across
rat.
In front of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't get a picture of that.
There's a lot less people out today, isn't there?
Yeah.
Obviously, some of them are still in a work pattern, but a lot of people are just isolating.
Well, also, I think that people who... Oh, what am I trying to say? The people who... aren't isolating are people who go on simple pathways.
Yeah.
So I think there's a connection with how many people we've seen today and the fact that the shelves are empty in Tesco and full two doors down in the shop the other guys have. Because if we get to near the cafe in the park now, there'll still be loads of people there.
Are you? What's happening with your mum? What's happening there?
Well, she, my mum and my brother are in in Buckinghamshire.
Okay.
And they're, you know, they're pretty much staying in, basically.
Right. Fair enough, yeah. My dad's sort of, I would say he's a little bit at risk. He's got something a little bit wrong with his breathing anyway.
Yeah.
And so...
That's an issue.
He'll be isolating a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, it's worrying, and of course, obviously you can't go and see them. It's just you just try to speak to them a lot, aren't you? Just trying to reassure them. And
we've had some nice contact with my wife's aunt and uncle.
Right, okay, that's good.
And they're older, of course, and my uncle-in-law has had some health issues. So you know, it's serious for them. They're in a little village which has got a really well-stocked shop, which is reset for kind of non-contact and everything.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely great. But the funny thing about it is, and I say this with pure love and affection, if there's anyone connected to this element of the family, listening. But they were saying, "Oh, we're getting used to a new regime," and I was just thinking about it, and we were saying, "I don't think that's that different from their old regime." From our house, where the kids are home and the jobs are gone, they're like, you know, we're going to the shops every 2 days instead of every 1 day.
But it's also this...
doing the crossword at 10 instead of 2.
It's also this thing of like... this idea that it has to be a regime as well, doesn't it? It's like it's just like we're craving lockdown. We're craving lockdown so we can impose a regime. It's like control. It's how do we control this?
Yeah.
Which I totally get, of course.
Yeah.
One thing we've done is...
But you don't want to control it, you want to fix it.
No, I just want to help people.
That's the same.
I just want to help people. But we've obviously, we're not taking, like... We've got that place in Devon.
I'm going to let these runners go if they're going up there.
We've got that place in Devon, in Croyde. And my dad would just want... He just said, just go to Croyde. But you can't do that, because you might be taking something to Croyde, and their health service can't deal with it.
No, that's right. But a lot of people have done that.
A lot of people have done. And Ruder, which is a caravan site... in Croyde, actually marketed itself as that.
So there's a lot more filth there, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the blue option.
But they actually said, basically, come and self-isolate. So it's absolutely rammed. I mean, that's odd, isn't it?
You've got to be careful when you monetize.
Yeah. That tests the boundaries of my compassion.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I know my friend of mine lives and works in,
in
the Highlands.
Yeah.
And they were saying, yeah, the streets are full of people who've come up from London to little cottages and things.
Yeah.
Which is not ideal.
No, it's not, no.
Not by any means.
Ah. It contributes to the spread.
Now, and it's a shame, you know, just the running is good for mental health, and it's a shame that there's a simile here, really, because it's a shame that you can't run.
Yes.
Run it off. Same way that I'm sure there are people listening who won't be able to.
Yes.
Buy a treadmill.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and
I mean,
it's a shame. It's a good
once
thing.
I can get past this injury, then I'll. My goodness, never wanted to run more.
Yeah.
It's going to be absolutely crucial if possible.
And the funny thing about the running for me last week.
Yeah.
Is that I've been kind of holding on to that I didn't wildly enjoy it.
Right. Okay.
It's more a question of the absolute strictness, like you were saying, knowing that I'm at a level of fitness.
Yeah.
And trying really hard.
Yeah.
To hold on to that.
Yes. Okay.
So it was very much a kind of psychological mindset.
Yeah.
And a sense of trying to take control of the situation.
Yes.
And I took lots of pleasure in that.
Yes, yeah.
But the actual kind of...
The act of
airy,
running.
Yeah. Clear your head...
Right.
Physicality of it. It felt, A, I'm just not really on that page. It was like, oh, this run's tough.
Yeah.
And B, just kind of... Yeah. Just felt a bit too selfish for that, really. Which is silly.
Yeah, because as I said before, you need to...
You've got to be strong for everyone else.
You have to look after yourself.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, for me, it's about...
Let's go over the sun, I'm cold.
For me, it's about trying not to get irritated with members of my family who aren't treating it seriously enough. My daughter, ironically, is, whilst being in love with a guy who's probably got it, and she's probably already got it herself.
Yes.
But above and beyond that, she's very scared.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're all on the internet. They're all, you know, so I'm just trying to reassure her, you know.
Yeah.
George is a bright kid. He studied biology. He studied microbiology and viruses. He's across it. But it didn't stop him going on the mother of all parties in the 2 days before they left Manchester.
Yeah. I think, again, you were saying, talking about, you know, whether it's human nature or not, there is a sense of, there's a kind of absolute illogic and yet a natural want to say, well, we'll quickly do this before, you know.
Yeah.
You were saying before about people quickly getting out of Italy before the quarantine. It's like... It's not really the spirit of the thing.
It's kind of too late.
You can see why.
Yeah.
People would. This street is so beautiful.
It's absolutely glorious.
These Victorian houses with the
all the students. The students missed this day year just truncated, didn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's just ended. It's over. They'll never see some of those mates again.
No, and if you're finishing university or primary school, the year sixes, you know.
Yes, of course.
Year six of primary school is such a moment.
They lose those rituals.
You're at the cusp of teenhood.
Yes.
You haven't really got any responsibilities yet, but you've got good friends.
Yes. Of course.
I feel so sorry for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because something else nice will happen for them, and it'll
of
be
course,
fine.
Of course, yeah.
But there's no replacing that specific thing.
Yeah.
That's done, it's gone. And that you know, there is a...
So
that is like not doing a marathon, more so.
So that's the sort of difficult thing there. So you've got to impress on your kids
yeah.
the seriousness of it.
Yeah.
without freaking them out.
Fox.
Without freaking them out. And that's quite tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to get that balance right, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's true for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
One of the things that people online have been complaining about is, and then what you think about this, I present it without comment,
yeah.
is the kind of laissez-faire, even-handedness of the government. I think people, like you say, people are looking for structure. They really want to see some kind of coronavirus equivalent to get Brexit done.
Yeah.
Slapped up on the sides of buses, you know.
Yes.
Go home and shut up.
Yeah, that's why they're after a lockdown. I mean, I think about that. I just think, you know, all this time, some people have been saying Boris is a fascistic tendencies or whatever. The fact is, he's absolutely not, and we might suffer from it. He's actually a classic liberal, and he hates shutting societies down. He hates it.
And he wants small government. He doesn't want it to be...
We might suffer because of that,
yes.
But the truth of the matter is, the macabre truth is, it'll be scores on the doors in September, and that's what everyone will be judged on.
Yeah, and in a way, if it's a macabre truth, then using a turn of phrase from a TV game show... scores on the doors before!
Yeah.
It reminds you of the game show on the Young Ones. Well, there's a funny story. Well, your sister was going to be here, wasn't she? There's a funny story there. Yeah, there's a funny story attached to that, Jester, because she was going to be here, but then both her arms fell off. And what was your crime? Whistling on a Tuesday, Jester.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Some of the... it's like, it's that thing with the... We're seeing some very scared old people, which is completely justifiable.
Yes.
And of course, they want to come out for their own mental health.
And yeah.
But they don't want to, of course, risk infection. I mean, they're cowering away from us. We're keeping a respectful distance at all times.
Of all the people we've seen, they're the ones who...
Yes.
But I think, you know... Yeah, absolutely. The look that... They're just signalling, aren't they? They're
yeah,
saying,
of course.
You know, luckily, we are planning to keep as far away from them as they want us to keep
yeah,
away
totally,
from them.
Yeah, totally, totally.
But we're out in London and not everyone's doing that, so...
No.
They're just trying to say... Send out a face that says, still clear.
Yeah, for sure. At the weekend, there's still a sort of... That's the irony, isn't it? Also, panic buying. Everyone in a epidemic, really scared,
yep.
massing together really closely around food. That's scary, isn't it?
Yep.
That's why you need lockdown. So you limit the amount of people going into the shop and you stop all the panic buying.
Yeah,
that's what it does.
And also, if you have small-scale lockdown, like one shop, often handled in a kind of scratchy, angry way.
Yeah.
You know, angry handwritten signs and say no more than two people in the shop. Just really annoys people.
Yeah. Although the local chemists started rationing very early on.
Yeah.
And they've been absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely.
I got paracetamol there because we just didn't have any at all.
We tried to get some from the jungle, but we couldn't get any.
Right.
Because the paracetamol.
Yeah.
So we tried to get some from the forest, but it was terrifying in there. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because of the wooden enemy. Come on!
It never stops.
But it's more like a pandemic.
Hello there. Pandemonia breaks out.
Literally a man who puns in a crisis.
And look, and still a lot of traffic, isn't
there? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blooming busy. Although, only leaving London. Oh, no. It was just because we're at the lights. We're just... I'll get a picture of this. This is just Highgate Hill. There is no lack of people here.
Yeah.
Just running busy as all get out. But we are also out here.
I'm sorry that this has been a bit of a walk compod.
Yes.
Because it's just we're dealing with my injury. We wanted to do something. We set off running this morning. I thought my calf was going to be okay, but it's kind of gone, really.
Yeah.
So it's a shame. I've been doing calf raises at home to try and strengthen it. Just compromised.
We're keeping
distance. And it's a lovely day.
Yeah, it's the most beautiful day. It's weird.
Events have been shelved.
Yep.
and we do what we can. And that is one thing I am saying to people. I mentioned it last week. There's a tendency for a certain personality type to overtrain in this scenario.
Yep.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Just be careful about your immune system. That's all it is.
Yeah. That's
just
right.
That's it.
That's another thing.
Just set your limits.
Keep your immune system up. Keep and also curate your running. Save it.
Yeah.
You're trying to keep it ticking over. Specifically, no one is training for a big event now. No one is.
Yeah. Some guy messaged me yesterday and just said, "I'm on 3:15 for the marathon. How can I beat 3 hours at Manchester in October?"
Yeah.
And I sort of wanted to say to him, don't worry about it now.
Yeah, this is not the time.
This is sort of a maintenance. It's an opportunity, as you're doing, to increase your core strength and stuff. Because you're just going
to
be around the house.
That's right. Just getting back.
So there's an opportunity for,
It's only the hubs you get to where there's lots of people around. It's
quite hard to navigate the space.
It puts me right on edge. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I'm quite unimaginative. Ultimately, we joke about my regimes and plans.
Yeah.
But that's really how I do everything.
Yeah.
Some of them are just subtler and smaller than others.
Yeah.
But once I set up the rule.
Yeah.
That I'm not gonna go within 2 meters of anyone.
Yeah.
Then
there's no
then
point
that's
doing
like
it.
Like a yellow light flashing in my existence.
I get that. But what happens with how do you keep two meters away from family members? Obviously not. I mean,
no. I think we're in it together.
Yeah.
And then none of us are going out.
Yeah.
So that is the unit, you know.
Although, of course, you have to go out to get food.
Yeah, but not very often. And with that, then I don't interact with anyone and everything stays completely clean all the time.
Yeah, fair enough. And are you the only person going out or what?
For shopping at the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Julia went for a run today.
Right.
But she'll have just gone out, not gone near anyone and then come back.
So when do you have... You mean you've stopped all your parties and stuff?
Yeah. Well, obviously we're still running the casino.
I do disinfect
all the chips at the end of the...
Those idiots still having house parties last weekend. I mean, bring out the water cannons. What are we doing?
Yeah.
People, the pubs are shut, so we'll have a house party.
Yeah.
Incredible, isn't it?
Well, it's a fundamental. It's like, there's a lot of people doing it, and it's kind of obvious what it needs to be saying. It's people invoking the Blitz spirit, and people just dismantling that analogy, saying, if we got through the Blitz, we can get through this. It's like, yeah, but if you'd got through the Blitz by saying we can get through this by staying out with the bright light and painting, please bomb my grandma on the roof of her house.
Yeah. And the Blitz was like, we're all in this together, and this is like, we're all in this apart.
Yeah.
And that's fundamentally different, isn't it?
It's like that guy, for example. I tried to get 2 meters away from him, but he ran really close to me and then started coughing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stand here for a minute.
That's fair enough, yeah.
Getting a bit freaked out. Couldn't get any further into the bush.
Yeah, it's... here we go.
See, I think that it felt like there weren't that many people about when we were about earlier. It's just people have taken a long time to come out. It's a nice day.
But it is that sort of thing of perceiving other people as carriers, isn't it? It's a very discombobulating state, a necessary state of mind, and that adds to the disturbance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Of the whole thing. Because we're by nature very, very social, aren't we?
Yeah. Ow.
You okay?
Yeah, just a twig.
Yeah.
Now this twig!
Yeah. not only that, and now, blooming twigs after me.
Twiggy! So, yeah, running-wise, I mean, luckily I have some experience of getting the mileage up on treadmills, because I hate it, really.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it, because I don't want to lose fitness. And I think, like you say, I don't think I was thinking about it as clearly as being careful to keep the immune system unchallenged
yeah
and so on But I just, it's about maintenance rather than bust
yeah.
and boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the thing about events
totally, yeah.
is that you don't realise you're doing it, but you're setting yourself up to be to knock yourself out.
Yeah, you're stressing yourself out.
To leave it all out there.
You're constantly pushing the edge to get stronger, aren't you? But here it's like, we're all strong already. Most people, a lot of people listen to this because they'll be preparing for a spring marathon.
Yeah.
And it's just, it definitely is maintenance. I mean, I'm down in, of course everyone is, I'm down in loads of vitamin C and fruit, drinking water. Yep. Cleaning handles around the house, cleaning whatever, you know, light fittings, you know, yeah. wipes everywhere. And it's just like, but also, I know it's, the likelihood it is that a lot of people are going to get it. I mean, I know loads of people have got it now.
Yeah.
I'm chatting to them on the phone and they've got it.
Yeah.
I met one guy yesterday who'd come out of isolation, he'd had it and his family, and he was talking to me about it. And everyone experiences it differently. And he saw it as a heavy cold, and it was hard work, but they all got through it together as a family, and it hit the kids less hard.
Yeah.
And it was sort of reassuring to see him out the other side of it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's really
at the same
difficult.
Time, you know it, but you still really don't want it, isn't it? It's one
no,
of those.
Absolutely.
It's so. It's like.
No, and it's so difficult for, it's like we're saying, you know, whether at the wider level of things, the sense of taxing the NHS, you know, not yeah. wanting to go out to the country and and use it, you know.
Let's go to Devon and
have
get
to go to hospital in Fort William or or indeed, I just keep thinking of people I know and people I see in the street who are, who need medicine, you know, like this would be, has to be such a tough time to have a baby, you know.
Friends
have done that in recent days. A couple of people, a friend's mum and a friend of mine, have both recently got breast cancer diagnoses, you know.
Someone else
was needed an urgent operation for cancer that was cancelled the other day.
Yeah,
and for good reason,
yeah,
obviously, but just really feel for these people because
totally. I mean, my father-in-law's got terminal cancer,
yeah,
and he's reaching, you know, his outcomes are not good over the next couple of months,
yeah.
and obviously there's no resources to give him really at all,
no,
and they're also going to get a letter from the government, which again is sort of fair enough and horrific in equal measure, saying don't leave the house for 3 months,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's this reverberates in so many different ways, in so many different areas. It's unquantifiable at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So eat some vegetables and do a bit of planking and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Well, it's the illusion of control, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know...
It's the illusion of control, but it's also, you know, the reality is if you do manage to get some decent food and eat it, that changes your health.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like...
No, I think that I was thinking the other day that it is interesting, that thing of trying to do something creative. I do like it, you know, and it's not about, we're talking about providing content and trying to reposition one's career so that you've got some money. I mean, on the one hand, it can seem really crass, and if it's a famous person. On the other hand, you know, we're people with non-essential jobs who've got to make a living.
Yeah.
But I did find at a more basic level that I think maybe sometimes the exercise, it is quite bust and boom. You know, I like running. I like doing my plank. I really want to do it. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
But I think it just gives you a bit of a high.
Yeah.
Or maybe a slightly imperceptible high. It doesn't feel like a high.
You just feel
together, you know.
Yes.
And then, you know, later on that day or the next morning, you think, oh, what's the point of all that? You know, so it's becomes quite, bust and boom, quite an up and down rhythm.
Well, on a daily basis, listen, let's hope we can all run through this together once I get get rid of my injury. And we're going to be reminded about how much we love this very simple experience.
Yeah.
And it is a small, it's like an area of both control and freedom, because the more effort you put in, the more you get. So you get that physically, it's helping you. But also mentally, the freedom it can give you if you engage on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, obviously, some people are like, I'm still on Strava and I'm going to get loads of Strava records.
And if
listen,
what
do your own
do.
Thing.
Yeah,
absolutely do your own thing. But that's never been my thing anyway.
No, me neither.
If I get fit, I'll be off watching the woods and I'll be running long and slow and I'll be like thankful to...
Low and slow, baby.
Yeah.
Low and
slow. Yeah,
now, totally, I did find last week that a couple of times, because I have kind of couple of times I got it together and got my little home recording studio out and played some music.
Nice.
And started recording some old songs that I've been recording and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that is a different... It doesn't... I find that that... It's like exercising. It's tough to get started.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a faff. These are all quite creative, but they're jobs, you know.
Yeah.
And they're also kind of pointless, you know. Simultaneously labour-intensive, yet... doesn't serve any obvious purpose, you
know? Yeah.
But I find in terms of what it does for my mental health,
yeah,
is, if anything, it's a little bit more of a solid win than an hour of exercise.
Well, that's great, mate.
Because you've actually made something and you've still got it.
No, but that's also something that we are going to discover an awful lot about ourselves over the next few months. And this might you might find yourself reconnecting to a deeper well of creativity within you that you've been missing out on or letting yourself miss out on. Do you know what I mean?
Still can't be asked to write anything, though.
Yeah, but who knows? It's early days in all this, you know. It's like we are going to grow or contract or something, but we are not going to be the same at the end of this.
But now my lace is undone. First the virus.
2.9.
Now this. Then the twig. Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it.
And that's the scary thing, isn't it? We change has been imposed on us. We will change societally and personally. This is going to change us. You know?
It's funny how you kind of lean into that as well, isn't it? I mean, why haven't I shaved? I can shave.
Well, I was going to just grow my hair until all this passed over. But I mean, my wife doesn't find me attractive anyway.
Here's a picture. I need a shave. He's had a haircut. Check it.
My wife's been doing social distancing with me for the last half a year.
Yeah, she's been getting
ready. I need to encourage... If I'm going to get any kind of contact, I'm going to have to keep my hair cut.
Yeah.
Even within the global pandemic, she doesn't fancy me. I'm pulling out my A game. I've got my hair cut. I'm cleaning all the handles.
I told you, you're flaming hot.
I'm resisting myself. It's just like... takers? Anything at all?
Where's the beans? Go and get some beans.
I thought you said you weren't giving her beans. And there is the quality comedy content people have been waiting for. Just finding it... Maybe it's easier when you're running. I'm just finding it much harder coming back down here.
Right.
To stay clear of everyone. Or maybe I'm just...
A lot of people enjoying their running. And it's good to see it. As long as it lasts, my goodness. In Germany, they've restricted it any to groups of two, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
That must be tough for any running podcasters in Germany.
You what, mate?
That must be tough for any running podcasters in Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
A Dankeschön, Marshall. German running commentary.
Morgan. This is going to be quite limited, isn't it? Wo ist Lumpi? Lumpi ist im Garten. That's the extent of my German. Es wundig eigentlich finden, ja, kommst meine Liebe.
Wo wohnst
No idea what that says, yeah.
So where did you think we run today? Auf der Strassenbahnhof.
So this we basically just walked 3.5-4 miles.
Yeah.
And it's been good fun, hasn't it? And we've had some of the giddy highs that we get from running, actually, haven't we? A little bit. Because we've been doing a little trotting. But we haven't got a sweat on. Rob's going to run home.
I'm going to have to. I'm really cold now.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
But as you say, it's just a real shame because these are optimum running conditions.
Yes, absolutely.
Bright spring sunshine.
Yeah.
Cold, no wind.
Yeah.
And...
Perfect.
And...
How much news are you taking? Where are you getting it from?
You just got to scrape up the odd headline, haven't you?
Are you beeping it?
Yeah, but never for long.
Right.
Turn it on, watch the headlines, and then when they start repeating it only with dramatic overtones, I turn it off again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Get some truth.
Yeah.
It's funny how watching the news, and I don't mean watching the news, I mean being careful about the news, it's part of the list of things to be careful of now, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And people saying, you know, people training their young children to say... And what's your source for that information?
Yes, yeah.
Maybe the positive outcome of the whole fake news dialogue, you know?
Yeah. I think there's something sort of traditional about it in that we're all, and most people are watching the 6 o'clock news again.
Yeah.
It's gone, all gone a bit 80s, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, only late. I'll go 10 or 11.
Right.
None of your six. That's cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Well, it's not cocktail hour now because it's Monday.
Right. Cocktail so Monday, the midweek, no booze.
Now.
I mean, I know people going no booze, no news. Which is not a bad way of doing it.
Well, as long as they don't.
But you need to know something, though.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
You?
These are
you
people who will be going out in the lockdown. You've got to know what's going on.
Yeah, you need some information. Why is everyone inside? Well, I'm northern again. Why am I northern? I'm off down the supermarket.
So listen, I've got a recipe for you.
Go on then.
If you, dear listener, have access to A, ice,
yeah.
B, vodka,
right,
C, lime juice. That's right. A difficult one, but you can get it in little bottles, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
fresh
yeah, yeah.
Lime.
Yeah.
Cranberry juice.
Yeah.
This is the most awkward, probably, of the lot, but you could bother if you wanted, or maybe it's in the back of the cupboard. Cointreau.
Oh, right, yeah.
Cosmopolitan. A really good one. So right. Simple, right?
Right.
What you do is... You have two vodkas,
yeah,
two cranberries, whatever you measured the vodka with, that much of it, yeah,
yeah,
and then one Cointreau, one lime juice. You slightly mean with the lime. You want a little bit less lime, so it's not too sharp.
Right.
Shake that over the ice.
Yeah.
Pour it without the ice.
Nice.
That is a cosmopolitan. It's as good as anything
sounds
you see Carrie Bradshaw having in Manhattan.
Sounds
in
lovely.
In your Sex
mate.
And the City reruns.
Sounds lovely.
You get that going in the house, you'll find that everything. Feels a bit better.
Yeah, of course. It absolutely does, yeah.
That's what I've been making for the hawk.
Yeah, that's great, mate.
So I myself favour the vodka martini. Check previous episodes for recipe.
Yeah. I must say I've been having a fair bit of wine. It seems to be one day on, one day off for me at the moment.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
The days on are pretty heavy, I must say. I'm finding it harder to drink moderately.
Yeah.
And I know that can't continue for much longer. Tell us how you're getting through it. Tell us how you're... Are you watching old TV? Are you watching old box sets? Are you getting loads of people are going through all their hard drives and loads of old photos are resurfacing, aren't they? There's
yeah,
a lot of that
yeah,
going
yeah.
on. Because people are... If there was ever a chance to get everything done, this is it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know?
And
the ultimate declutter.
At Deering Towers, it makes you realise how hard we nest anyway.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? When we're watching favourite films.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we normally do that.
Yeah.
Having nice cocktails. Yeah, we
yeah.
often do that.
Yes.
Listening
yeah.
to a lot of old, you know, Billie Holiday and Chet Baker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
we pretty
you
much
do
always
anyway,
do
yeah.
that, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
It just shows what a... blooming holiday style day today we've been working
I'm
up for
I'm just
ourselves.
Trying to get mine to just stop being so chaotic.
Yeah,
just stop
yeah.
this chaos. We've got to, you know, I need a bit more, I need to get a bit more heavy-handed around.
Your problem is that that butterfly, just outside the back of your house, there's a butterfly keeps flapping its wings.
Yes.
And that is causing typhoons
yeah, yeah.
in your house.
There's a lot of chaos generally, and it's just like... Just take this, guys. Take this seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
look up and left. Have you ever seen that before?
On this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're joking.
That's always been there, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I only noticed it very recently.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
It's really good.
That's beautiful.
I mean, right now,
shocking.
It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it's sort of terrifying, but sort of fun, and yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's a green man looming, lowering, if you will, over the Parkland Walk.
Yeah.
Like the spirit of nature saying, ha ha. I will take this all back.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And then here it says, love her, rest in peace. That's you, that is. hey.
Hey. So listen, get in touch. Tell us how you're going to get through it, and it might give us some ideas how we're going to get through it. Hopefully, by the time you listen to this, my calf will be on the mend.
Yeah.
And if we can't do this physically, we'll be doing it remotely with hilarious consequences.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get those special effects on that. Yeah, yeah, and let me know what you think of my regimen, whether it's going to work or if you've got yeah. any of your own. Remember, my plan is 30 miles a week. That is from a point of marathon fitness,
yeah.
don't get me wrong. So
yeah.
that's quite high mileage.
Yeah.
Six times 5 minute plank, trying to do a fast 5K on a Saturday or thereabouts,
yeah.
and trying to 4 days off, 3 days on at the most.
Boozing
with the boozing. That's my list. See, what do you think? What
I'm
going to
do a park run every hour.
Yeah,
and every hour as it strikes the hour, I'm going to do
the
fastest
plank all the time you're awake.
Yeah, constant plank while shouting at the news
and whilst restocking the shelves of London. I'm going to do my lace up over here.
Yeah. So, all right, mate, I'll take you to the cheese aisle. What cheese you after, mate? Yeah, we got loads of that.
I thought
mate.
You said you weren't going to the cheese aisle.
You look after yourself. Sorry, stay safe, mate.
Oh yeah, and if you got any good home recipe ideas for booze or food, put those together. I'm going to try and get the recipe off my daughter for these cookies. God, they're good.
I am going to. I said to Rachel last night. I said, if one thing that happens with this is I'm going to learn to cook better. That's a promise I've made to her.
You're going to learn to cook.
Going to learn to cook. No, I can cook now at a level. Look, she's going up the steps. Bless her. Bless her.
Exercise.
We've got a mum sprinting up and down some steps.
Yeah.
If she can do that, I can learn to cook.
Yeah.
So give us a shout. Get in touch. We're up for the normal outlets. And good luck, bon chance, much love.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.